Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's this time, it's that time of night. I gotta talk about Naturals Omega. Naturals Omega. Yo, is your hygiene up to par, man? Is the products that y'all using for your hygiene up to par? Do it got mercury in it? Do it got aluminum? Are you putting deodorant under your arms that's making you have cancer tumors? We're talking about the men and the women. Yeah, men, y'all catching cancer, breast cancer from using deodorant. So are the women. Yo, it's no need for y'all to go through that anymore. Go check out NaturalsOmega.com. You can get deodorant and every other toothpaste, tooth powder, all these different things that y'all need for your hygienical needs. And not only is it going to keep you smelling fresh, it's also going to pull out those heavy metals, those toxins, those parasites out of your body and make you feel good, make you think correct. So check out Naturals Omega. All right? Yeah, she got some shit for your pores, too. She got this lip scrub where it actually, you know, pulls off the dead skin cells and reactivates the live cells and helps them, you know, purify your body, make it nice and smooth, man. Like she used the lip scrub on her booty, man, and the booty's so soft, man. I can't keep my hands off the booty, man. NaturalsOmega.com. NaturalsOmega.com.
Yeah. Hey. Feeling young, but they treat me like the OG. And they want the tea on me, I swear these bitches nosy. Said he put some money on my head, I guess we gon' see. I won't put no money on his head, my niggas owe me. I gotta be single for a while, he can't control me. Uno dos tres in a race, they can't hold me. And I show my face in a case, so you know it's me. Imitation isn't flattery, it's just annoying me. And I'm too about it. And the dirt that they threw on my name turned to soil and I grew about it. Time for y'all to figure out what y'all gon' do about it. These wheels keep rolling, rolling. I'm outside, 29, G5, seaside. I've been losing friends and finding peace. But honestly, that sound like a fair trade to me. If I ever heard one and I'm still here. Outside, front line, south side. I've been losing friends and finding peace. Honestly, that sound like a fair trade to me. Look, don't invite me over if you throw another pretty party. Looking back, it's hard to tell you where I started. I don't know who loved me, but I know that it ain't everybody. I can never love her, she a busybody. Baby, if you want me, can't be turning up with everybody. Nah, can't be fucking on just anybody. Yeah, I got feelings for you, that's the thing about it. Yeah, you know that it's something when I sing about it. Yeah, mama used to be on disability, but gave me disability. And now she walking with her head high and her back straight. I don't think you feeling me, I'm out here being everything they said I wouldn't be or couldn't be. I don't know what happened to them guys that said they would be. I just see you at the top and they misunderstood me. I hold no resentment in my heart, that's that maturity. And we don't keep it on us anymore, it's with security. I'm outside, 29, G5, seaside. I've been losing friends and finding peace. But honestly, that sound like a fair trade to me. If I ever heard one and I'm still here. Outside, front line, south side. I've been losing friends and finding peace. Honestly, that sound like a fair trade to me.
Favorite them that butterfly emoji, hold me down and I'ma finish them. Fuck with demon face, don't push away, you got
got the K on them. I bought bread instead of watching niggas break down. They say the couple bitches too like I'm from Cape Town. Know their position, you know I do with the face down. I'm never content to mellow a van and get it frequent. I'm making a stance to me, it's just sense. I'm dropping the tops, I tip it a win. I'm dropping the tops, I push out the spin. She dropping the top, she back again. Fuck with she at the crib again. Company.
I let it slide when I really should've split. After all the shit I did, the guy they repaying me back, now following my will. Tell me what type of payment is that, I put that on my kid and my trust, yeah, it is what it is.
And I'm outside, 29, G5, C-side. I've been losing friends and finding peace. But honestly, that sound like a fair trade to me. If I ever heard one and I'm still here outside, front line, south side. I've been losing friends and finding peace. Honestly, that sound like a fair trade to me.
$3 million in jewelry, I'm standing on we get so deep so fast. They stop praying I beat your ass. You be on some toxic shit, but I cannot get off this bitch. I haven't seen you in 3 months, I miss you. Can I see you, babe? Every time I see one of your pictures, that shit drive me crazy. Girl, I know you miss it, nigga. Especially how I kiss it. Message say deliver. Why the fuck you keep going missing on me? Every time you get back in the picture, you act different on me. Hey, tell that nigga that we gon' have to share you. I ain't trippin' on it. One more time might be the best of both of us. Maybe we should talk about it later when we sober up. Maybe we should keep it going. Maybe we should let it go. Feel like if it's meant, it's what it is, so I just let it flow. Got something to handle, so I'ma be here for a couple hours. Figured out you like my assistant, keep on sending flowers. They got their own business, tell me why the fuck they all in the house. Mama raised a lot of things, but she ain't raised no fucking cow. We went to the moon last time, I'm tryna go back. We been doing our thing for a while, but they don't know that. I'll be buying you all type of bags, but you can't show that. I'll be playing a cut until you come back.
I know you miss me, who it's gon' be, if it ain't me, baby. I'm in your city, cause I need it one more time. I lose it all, I swear. I
need it tonight. Thinking how we played out. Really, I feel off about it, but I ain't never said it. We ain't gotta talk about it. They'll never know when I'm with you, I play a different role. Can't move off emotion, this shit deep, now I got self-control. I ain't never try to hold you, niggas tryna high and low me. I can break it down in dumbest terms and show you how you owe me. Still try to backdoor me, I know how to go about it. I know everything, but I treat you like I don't know about it. Violin is tight, and we too strong, it's all a different vibe. Bitches can't fuck with you, you the one, for real, I peep you style. I gotta get to it, I'm OT, so it's gonna be a while. It feel a little better when I ain't seen you, yeah.
It's gon' be, if it ain't me, you baby. I'm in your city, cause I need it one more time. I lose it all, I swear, I need it tonight.
My favorite bitch just cut me off and she won't even let me know the reason. She probably wanna hug a messy hangin' ass friends being evil. I ain't stressin' about it, she'll come around when she wanna eat it up. Slow scroll, fast scroll, grindin' and I'm a real pleaser. See hoes in New York having dinner, go take a send it to me soon as they get it. I put made by seats on the sprinter, make sure everybody sit comfortable. You gotta really pay attention, I'm not mom. She tryna have a good time, she wanna come with us. They know we can't be fucked with now one of us. It's some bitch times I slip, I'm not falling. Robert's baby blew the inside too, I'm feeling like a kid again. They thought I got lucky last time, fuck it, I'm back on that shit again. Her last bag was a crocodile, Kelly got it chalky to match her skin. I just gave bro 100 pounds around, told him tell the city is in. Majority of the time I ain't buy these niggas, I ain't with all that liking and shit. Money over everything, try to stop it, you get popped right then and there. Make your thread full of where you at, pull up on me, bust your wins and wears. Youngins out here wildin' with no guidance, all they care about is who they kill. I was tryna keep that shit in order, it got harder cause I'm never there. It's a better life out here, I promise, bro, then I'ma keep it in there, yeah. I know how it feels, spin an op, but it feel way better to count a million. I come from the bottom of the bottom, I sell right up through the fucking ceiling. Hey, everybody leave, can't quit, I file. Hey, soon as they pop, bro, pull that file. Hey, it's her first time coming to my house. Hey, better go hard, girl, this your trials. Hey, everybody leave, can't quit, I file. When this pop, bro, pull that file. Hey, it's her first time coming to my house. Better go hard, girl, this your child. Yeah, stay down, hustle hard until you come up. Take something on me when you need it. You won't make it far being greedy. My grandma taught me how to be a leader. If we fly commercial, we got greeters. They just know that we important people. They see how we coming, think we ghetto. Until they children tell them I'm their hero. Flight attendants say I look familiar. Crack a smile, tell her it's a small world. Oh, that's your bitch, that's my hoe too. We gon' share her, call her our girl. Real street music, I ran that field. If you can hit that, then she ain't my girl. Get your lip back, come step in my world. Bitches on the same itinerary, same flight, same hotel, they don't even know each other yet. One of them don't say nothing, other asking do we go together yet. Young turnt nigga ain't no holding back, this a Brabus bro, not a regular wagon. I don't kiss the tail, I ain't into that. I don't think I met a nigga colder yet, like, hey, everybody lit, can't quit, I file. Hey,
soon as it pop, bro, pull that fire out. This her first time coming to my house. Better go hard, girl, this your trials. Everybody lit, can't put that fire out. Soon as it pop, bro, pull that fire out. This her first time coming to my house. Better go hard, girl, this your trials.
All right, all right. Peace to the gods. Peace to the gods. So, what's popping, y'all? I hope everything's all right. Y'all now listening to the Jonah Bay Show. Solar Child just put up an article. And the article is talking about the IRS just made it a rule on May 11th. To take all personal information of all their agents off of every communication. You know what that shit is. Jonah Bay's tax injunction. They are worried about it. Why? Because that shit is unconstitutional to take taxes. But hold on. Let me start this live before I start talking too much. Crazy. I tried to do the live and it had stopped it, but let's see if this works. I rebooted it. All right, there it is. I'm live on YouTube and I am live on the gram. Yeah, I'm outside on my new patio. Shit is nice and relaxing, getting some fresh air in the whole nine. Yeah, the IRS is making it a rule where they can't have no personal information of none of their agents or none of their communication because of the tax injunction. Y'all better do the tax injunction ASAP, changing laws to make sure y'all have to keep on paying taxes, where if you do the tax injunction, you ain't going to be paying no taxes, right? Go to JonahBay.com to pick that up. You want to go get that ASAP, yo, because when they implement the CBDC, which is the Federal Reserve wireless money system, they're just going to take taxes out of your money, whether you like it or not. You're going to have, see, if you do the injunctions now, you're going to be grandfathered in. They can't do that to you, right? But I'm warning y'all. Y'all are running out of time like a motherfucker. But I would love to read the article to you, but it ain't letting me read the article. I'm waiting for Solar to send me the article a different way, download it to me or something like that. You know what I mean? But welcome. You're listening to the Jonah Bay Show. Now, I always say this, but I'm going to say it again. Yo, y'all newbies, y'all got to study more. Even the old people got to study more. A brother sent me this. He said, peace to the God. If you're doing the accord and satisfaction process and they send you the check that says full satisfaction or claim on it, if they send it back, then what you do, right? That means he has not been in the archives whatsoever and listened to not one show on accord and satisfaction. And he hasn't even read the law of accord and satisfaction, which is UCC 3-311, right? So if they send the check back, let's look at how. If you look at number two of accord and satisfaction, it says the claimant, whether or not the organization proves that within 90 days after the payment of the instrument, the claimant tendered repayment. So the amount of the instrument to the person whom the claim is asserted, the paragraph does not apply if the claimant is the organization and sent the statement complying with the paragraph. So it's saying if they send you your money back, accord and satisfaction didn't work for you. Read the laws. I'll say it time and time again. Read the laws. Stick to the laws. That newbie should have known what the law said and should have known that the accord and satisfaction didn't work. It's two ways it don't work. It's if they send you your money back, and also if they had an address that you had to send it to directly and you didn't, it won't work. It also won't work unless you did a bona fide dispute before you did accord and satisfaction. Right? I don't know why y'all are making me teach the same things over and over again when the lessons for the newbies is already in the archives and you will get a full lesson there. Right now, what am I doing? I'm answering the question, but it's summarized. I'm not even reading the whole UCC 3-311. And on your state level, they got accord and satisfaction. All you got to do is Google Georgia accord and satisfaction law, New York accord and satisfaction law. You know what I mean? That's how you're going to find that, man. Y'all got to put in the work. The problem is y'all want shit fast. Y'all done messed yourselves up for a long time. Y'all going to have to give yourselves times to learn what y'all need to learn to get stuff done, right? So I wanted to say that. The other thing I've been dealing with, I've been telling y'all to read Tricks and Traps of the Court. Too many of y'all ain't reading it. Y'all getting consultation asking me about various different cases, and y'all not knowing what's going on. Yo, Jonah, I did it exactly how you told me to in the template and all that, but they still moved ahead. I said, yo, they use Tricks and Traps. I told you read the Tricks and Traps of Court. What you think they're going to do as soon as you put in the law, they just going to give up? These people are thieves and robbers. You know what I mean? That's like saying, yo, Jonah, I got a lock on my house, but someone still broke in. Yeah, locks are made a thief out. A thief going to get into your house no matter what. And that's what the court system is. Thieves, yo. They're going to try to wiggle out of it. It's up to you not to let them use their tricks to wiggle out. So let me read this. Hold on. Let me put it in the chat so y'all all can get a copy and read it. You know what I mean? Y'all ain't doing enough homework, man. And that's why y'all not getting the remedies that y'all be trying to get if you let them use petty tricks on you. All right? So there it is. It's in the chat on YouTube. It's in the chat on Blog Talk, the gram. Y'all got to Google it. All right? It says, tricks and traps used by attorneys and judges and other species of rats concerning evidence. The rats have laid a minefield of tricks and traps of the unwary, uninitiated, ignorant pro se litigant who dares trespass on the monopolized realm of Texas courts by skillful manipulative use of the rules of the court of judicial interpretations of the rules and the lawyers with the complicity of the judges are able to get their hearsay evidence entered into the record as facts, deprived of the ignorant pro se of his evidence. When the other side can get whatever they want, including hearsay, admitted into the record as evidence, the pro se cannot get anything into evidence. The outcome is going to be obvious. You can't win without evidence to prove your case. Now, if y'all go to the archives, I done told y'all about this case a many a time. Supreme Court case, Trinity versus Pagliaro. If you Google Trinity versus Pagliaro, it's going to say that lawyers cannot put any evidence because it's all hearsay because they don't have firsthand knowledge at all. Why is it that a newbie that went to court knew that and bust the court's butt? But you older people or some other newbies ain't getting it done because she put in the work to listen to the old show. She knew what she was talking about. Y'all don't, right? So nothing he says is evidence. Nothing. Even if he comes with evidence dealing with you, it's not evidence until you say it is. You're the only one who can say that's you. You're the only one that can say that's your name. By the way, Dan Legas is not you and it is not your name. This is why I teach y'all to always ask them, are you talking about the in legis name or the natural person? And they're never going to answer that. So they're never going to get proper jurisdiction either, which means dismissal in the end. But they're going to try to trick you other ways to get jurisdiction. But then it goes on. Let's say, let me finish reading. When you can't win without evidence to prove your case. This does not seem to be fair in the interest of justice, but fairness of justice have nothing to do with the operation of Texas courts. The pro se litigant is expected and required to follow the rules. The pro se gets no slack from Texas courts. The party acting pro se must comply with substantive and law and procedural rules. And the case number is Catwell 1995-918-SW2D9-10. If you are ignorant of the rules and how the rats manipulate the rules, the rats will invariably strip you of your property, steal your children, throw you in prison, or all the above. And the rats done nothing wrong in the eyes of the courts. You should have hired an attorney, they will say. However, the final outcome might as well be the same if you had one. Even if a litigant wins with the aid of an attorney, often the only difference in the final outcome is that the attorney, not the adverse party, ends up with all your money and property. Either instance, you will have been impoverished and reduced to a pauper by the Texas form of justice. You can win, but you still be the loser. The following information and authority is found scattered through and is taken from O'Connor's Texas Rules Civil Trials 2001, published by Jones McClure Publishing, Inc. Now, if you're reading this, you're supposed to automatically Google O'Connor's Texas Rules of Civil Trials 201. Go get the book and read it. To master going into court. I shouldn't have to tell you you need to pick up the book because obviously this guy is pulling from that book. All right? Let me go on. It's published by Jones McClure Publishing, Inc., accepting the comments in the brackets. This is the best rule book concerning Texas rules of court and the author has seen. The author has seen. Now, what you got to remember is just because it says Texas, all states are pretty much the same. The overall picture is the same, right? Because it got to be uniform by uniform commercial code. All right? Let me go on. It is filled with annotations and explanations of the rules and procedures for Texas courts that can be found in no other place. If you want to play in the Texas courts, you should have a copy. And it may be ordered by calling 1-800-626-6667. They also publish a book containing forms for pleadings. It is imperative that the pleadings be properly drafted. or else you will surely lose. The essay is in no way intended for legal advice. If you want legal advice, hire an attorney. If you know a competent one can trust and afford, otherwise, do your homework. I'm saying the same thing. Do your homework. Do your homework. Be ready. Right? I'm going to read one more paragraph, and then we're going to go into getting questions asked and stuff like that. Even though it's Jonah Bay show, I still let y'all ask questions today. So next paragraph, how attorneys' unsworn statements become facts of evidence and how to prevent it. The trial court has a discretion to omit or exclude evidence or reverse only the abuse of discretion standard. See National Lab Fire Inc. Co. versus Allen 2000. City of Roswell versus Avardo. If the trial court sustains the objection, it will not admit the evidence. The party who offered the evidence still have other options that it must exercise, or it waives the error. If the trial court overrules the objection, it will admit the evidence. If the party whose objection was overruled still has other options that it must exercise, or it waives the error. An attorney unsworn statements are not evidence. U.S. Government versus Marx, 1997. However, the appeal, a lawyer unsworn statement can be considered as evidence unless the other side objects at the trial. Banda versus Garcia, 1997. Normally, attorney's unsworn statements must be under oath and must be considered as evidence. Banda Supra, if a lawyer is presenting facts to the court, the other party should object and ask the lawyer to be sworn or subjected to a cross-examination. Banda Supra, when in doubt, a lawyer should always object to the fact or statements of another lawyer. If the other party is aware that the lawyer is testifying and does not object, the administration of the oath is waived. Fullenweider versus American Gar and Lab Inc., 1991. Now, the newbie that I'm talking about in court, and if you want to hear that audio of the newbie I'm talking about that did great in court with learning my lessons, go to my my Patreon, Jonah Bay, at Patreon, and you can hear the audio. And she did great. She brought up Pagliari versus Trinsky that, yo, he can't testify. Ask him to be sworn in and all of that. Now that it's time for to ask questions, I'm going to play a version real quick. I'm going to go pee, and then I'm going to open up the call lines. So y'all can ask me some questions. We're going to finish going over this Wednesday. I want to make sure y'all hear the whole thing, because I can't trust y'all to go and study the tricks and traps of court. So I'm going to do it for you. All right? So I'll be right back.
Peace with God. Are you dealing with a legal situation? Are you being stopped and questioned by police for no reason? Got you feeling like the deck is stacked against you? You could get everything you need to protect yourself, your rights, and your property at JonahBay.com.
JonahBay.com.
You can learn how to remove that so-called judge from your case with the writ of Penendus and Assizes.
Penendus and Assizes.
Webinar and template. Get that so-called judge out of here. You can learn how to save your money so you can make money with the Discharge Webinar DVD right here at JonahBay.com. While you're there, you definitely need to pick up the injunction webinar and template. Don't believe me? Check this out.
Peace to the gods. You're now listening to the sounds of Hindsight Radio.
I want to share a story regarding the injunction. I did the injunction, and I was stopped by the police. I didn't realize. Mm-mm. So he said ticket, and so he went to his car and ran my plate, and I literally mean he almost ran back to my car with my license and said, have a nice day, and sent me on my way.
What happened to the ticket, though? Where's my damn
no ticket. He sent me on, he told me to have a nice day and sent me on my way. So the injunction does work.
Don't visit JonahBay.com.
At JonahBay.com, you can choose from a wide selection of webinars, seminars, templates, certified documents to get your remedy. He could teach you how to go ahead and get out of debt, and not only get out of debt, but to be self-sufficient where you don't need to go ahead and utilize the system. You are the system.
JonahBay.com.
All right, all right. We're back from break. So let me open up these call lines and get it cracking with the questions. I'm going to first call it. It's 63649. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the
God. What up, God? How are you?
All right, how you doing? Here?
Huh? Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, there we go. I can hear you. Yeah, I had a question.
What's up?
Good show so far. Good show.
Great.
I definitely heard you last week talk about the one woman who went to court and she hit him with everything that she showed us. Yeah, I can't wait to get to the actual recording right here. My question was, when it come down to, like, student loans, and my bad, John, I'm in the store, I can't even hear, really. But when it come down to student loans, can we also make, like Fed loans? Can we make them obligated?
You got a Fed loan, they definitely obligated.
I knew it. Just want to make sure.
Definitely United hoping, States is obligated to the American people because they took a loan from the American people to pay off their debts, and that was the gold and silver. And then they gave you promissory notes, which y'all call Federal Reserve notes. If you read your constitutions, Federal Reserve notes are not constitutional money.
Mm-hmm.
Constitutional money is gold and silver.
Right. Lawful cash.
So check it.
Lawful
they
money.
Had you... Yeah, in 1933, they had you turn in all the gold and silver coins, and they also had y'all turn in all the paper money that said redeem in silver or redeem in gold in the treasury. So they took all your money. Now, the money back then was considered receipts for gold and silver. Because it said you could redeem it.
They would give you a receipt because they hold your money.
Yeah, so they took that away. Right. So you had no way of getting gold and silver, and they took the gold and silver you had out of circulation. Which reminds me, they are coming out with ATM, reverse ATMs. What they're going to do is allow you to put money in the machine, and it's going to give you a card where your card, you can spend it anywhere that doesn't accept cash. That's how they're planning on trying to get the money off the streets.
Well,
y'all,
you know what? This sounds like
don't
the
use that damn machine. Don't go to stores that you could only use credit.
Okay. I was just reading something about repo bank, like bank repos. Like when the bank receives a wire from the Federal Reserve, this is what they've been doing some places. The banks turn around and be like, no, we don't want to be obligated. Did you know that? I checked that out just a couple of days ago. They want to be indicted. So they definitely trying to do something with this money. But, okay, one other thing.
What I was saying at the beginning of the show, the IRS is protecting themselves with all their workers because they know taking y'all's money through taxes is unconstitutional. That tax injunction, right. I laid out everything that made it unconstitutional. See, I cannot take a piece of your labor, right, and give you nothing,
right.
Or slavery, and that's what they've been doing because money represents your labor.
That's the one thing I got to get on. That's like everything else I'm on top of. I got to get to that. So I'm gonna get to that in like 3 weeks from now. But anyway, one other thing. If I have a relative that just got 40 months, you know, fed time. And the thing is just this, is you get the 14 days to appeal. I'm not sure if his attorney appealed it or not. But even if you did not appeal it, because you're gonna get 78 months at first, so they preferred the 40. The dude he only got caught with some guns and a small amount of, like, less than $1,200 worth of stuff on him. And so my thing is, he's a good dude. I mean, he got a scholarship and everything, but he, you know, mm-hmm. went to the street. So my thing is can I hit them with Rule 12, a constitutional challenge, even if he does not do the appeal in time?
If he doesn't do the appeal in time, he's supposed to exhaust his administrative process and appeals and all of that is part of that, right? Can do a 241, 242 suit against these people, but that case will pretty much be over.
So by then, it pretty much be over?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, you know, just like I was reading in that book, Tricks and Traps, right, that PDF. When you do an appeal, they're only going
to
look at the paperwork you already did and make procedural decisions on procedures, right? This is why I always tell y'all got to put in the Constitution. Y'all got to assert what rights you had from the Constitution, which if y'all use my discovery, you have that. And then to preserve it, you got to put in what's called motion to appeal discovery.
Oh, okay.
Motion to appeal discovery. And then once they do that, you ask for a motion to dismiss and put a date hearing of your motion to dismissal. Put a date because lately they trying to make it seem like y'all didn't put in the hearing date, so it's wrong. It's not wrong. They were supposed to put in a hearing date, but you're gonna put it in just like you did in judicial notice.
Okay, just like last week. Okay, you're right. Okay, so it sounds like lay down the alphabet for them right there. But did you say to me that it's like a lost cause? Or are you saying that this is the alphabet?
If you missed the appeal, and especially if he didn't put enough in there to prove that they did procedural errors. See, you got to understand, the Constitution overshadows all their rules, codes, and regulations. Their rules,
federal
codes,
court.
And regulations are supposed to be in accord with the Constitution. So as long as you bring out procedures they didn't do with the Constitution, you're going to win on appeal.
There we go. Okay. Okay, that's all I needed to hear. Shay, peace of God. Thanks.
All right, peace, God. Someone asked me, Jonah, look like you in the back room. I'm not in the back. I'm in my actual gazebo. I'll give you a quick look around. That's the truth. I'm a sales up there. I'm outside.
I saw you like 15.
I'm totally outside.
I mean,
yeah,
if it's not, we can drop
the
stuff off, empty, and come back.
Too nice for me to be sitting inside, so I like to ground myself. So, you know what I mean? The energy of the earth can flow through me. I'm going to 408-761 to the God. Peace.
I have a couple questions. If the school calls you in or he or they say that to go in for the court, how do I get the money? Or how do I sue them?
you would have to sue, and you said the school, you're suing them for what?
Oh, because, well, I had my son with me, and I guess he missed, like, a whole week of school, and they called my ex, and they told her that they wanted to see us. They wanted to go into court and to see why he has been absent so much.
Well, first of all, I would alleviate the problem. If he missed a week of court,
uh-huh.
what you need to do is get a doctor's note, right?
Uh-huh.
And then after that, I would sue them for getting in my business. And what you would be suing them under is a lack of privacy. Everyone has the right to privacy. It's a constitutional protected right, right? So them trying to, if the kid was sick and you said he was sick, that's all it should have took, right? For them to call people and stuff on you is a violation of your privacy.
Okay. And the other one, this is if I'm going through the annulation of marriage and they don't want to give me a court date, how do I proceed through that? They said to get the self-help, letter. And, yeah, this is for me, but I went in and they told me that.
Are you trying to get a divorce?
Money?
Are you trying to divorce?
No, annulment. So she's married in Mexico, and then she got married with me after 10 years later, and she's not even divorced over there. So I want to annul this. So I already put in the paperwork, but then the clerk told me that in order to finish the annulment, I have to go through the, the self-help center and put in the whatever I make, how much I make, and how much she makes.
Hell no. Yo, what you're going to do is draw up an affidavit and put the proof in the affidavit that she was already married and all that, right? Then you're going to notarize it, get it on the notary authenticated, and you're going to run it in the newspaper. Let it run for 3 weeks. After 3 weeks, you got your annulment. If it goes uncontested, then you take it down to the county and take it to probate and put it into probate.
Got it. That's all I want for now.
All right, then, peace. Your phone sounds terrible. We can barely hear you. All right, I'm going to the next caller. I'm going to 612-382. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Your phone sounds wonderful. That's that AT&T with that Apple phone.
I don't mess with Apple on it. I do mess with their computers a little bit. But Shalom. I got a question. Where we saying the or a Social Security number to the, for example, life insurance company. Is there any particular etiquette? You know that.
No, bro. You doing life insurance? They're gonna tap into that account. Give them that social, man. You want your money? I ain't did no tricks with that. I gave them the straw man.
What is there any particular etiquette
now,
like?
They do have a process where you can use a trust account, right? But they still gonna need a social to draw that money from.
Exactly. All right. So is there so as far as like the etiquette when that comes up with the social life insurance, then I always feel like I need to explain it to them, and it really always goes fine. I just explain to them it's not mine. I didn't apply for it. I never claimed it, and I don't claim it, and I never will claim it, but here's the number.
I ain't doing none of that. Just give them the social. What the hell do you do all this paperwork I taught you for? You know what I mean? You already got paperwork where, you know what I mean, you gave the illegals to your express trust, right? You already did your claim a lien on the straw man. You already did a fucking promissory note from the straw man to the trust. The first lien holder of that straw man is supposed to be your express trust. If you done all that, you ain't got nothing to worry about. You already did your tax injunction, so you ain't paying no taxes. And not to mention life insurance, you don't pay taxes on. Then, if you've done all the stuff I taught, you ain't got nothing to worry about. You feel me?
I mean, I bought all this shit, but I ain't follow it yet. But check it out. I ain't paid this type of tax in over 20 years, right? But, and you know, nobody's chasing me down. You know, nobody's beating my door down. You know, I don't think they want to actually raise the argument with me because I think that they probably believe that they have a good chance of losing and that it would create some negative precedent that they would then be under. So they don't want to try it with me because I've been telling these fools for over 20 years I'm not a resident, citizen, or anywhere, et cetera.
Right. There's no way to get that life insurance policy without giving them that number. Give them the numbers.
All right, well.
There's no way to get a EIN that you can do business with online without giving up that social. Give them the social. The 9-8 number and all that, but it won't work to do commerce on the computer. Certain things you're going to have to do.
Is there anything else that we should have on that list in our, you know, in our mental, you know what I'm saying? We got the EIN, the life insurance, anything else where we're going to need to refer to that number?
See, what you got to remember is this. This is everything you got to remember for real. The Enligus is not you. In truth, you don't even have a name. What happened when you were born is your mother created the Enligus with the hospital, and that's the name that's been available, and you've been using that name thinking it was yours, but it was never your name. So when you do what I taught you how to claim your nationality, you take on a new name, and the new name doesn't have any social or birth certificate. Now, you're supposed to what? Go get an EIN, the Express Trust EIN for that name, right? And in my original non-UCC, I showed y'all how to do take over the birth certificate and do a new one and do a claim a lien on your new name, right? So you are actually another person in commerce. Now, when you set those things up, you're only supposed to be using the new name to do commerce, right? But when you're talking about insurance and shit like that, that's the straw man. So think about that when you're doing all deals. You know what I mean? You've got to separate yourself from the straw man completely.
Hey, and I that's got one idea. How about Jonah Bay's 12-step program to quit that servitude? It's a 12-step program, so just we get the steps numbered. So first we're going to
I've already gave that is the most asked question is what's all the steps? The fact is you start from number one. Once you do one part, which would be authentication and injunction, then I'll give you the second, then the third, then the fourth. I got to make sure you do all the steps. So if you didn't do that, you're missing steps.
The injunction come before the name change?
Hell yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's what I'm saying, the 12 steps. So obviously, if we ain't got the info, we're going to have to pay for the info. But we need to know what steps come first and later.
I just told you what you had to do. What did I say?
The injunction.
I told you the injunction and what else?
I got the authentication done, so I got to
work
on the injunction.
And then what else I said? See what I'm saying? You only hear what you want to hear. I told you after you do those things, you supposed to contact me and ask me what's the next thing to do. I'm never going to give you the whole thing. Why? Because y'all never do it right. I make y'all go step by step. When you go into school, first make you go to kindergarten. You can't go from kindergarten and then go to the third grade. You got to go kindergarten, first grade, second grade, third grade. Y'all are trying to move from the beginning to the middle or to the end. I won't let you. And if you do that, I'm not responsible for the results. I can only guarantee it if you're doing it a specific way in order.
Hey, so if I got that, the deluxe, that's got all the injunctions in it, right?
You got all that stuff in that package, right, on jonahbay.com, right? But you still won't know which ones to do. You're going to have to talk to me, get a consultation, or you ask me on the air like you're doing now every week. But you have to tell me, yo, I did this part and that part. Yo, what's the next step? But don't ask me.
All right, so I did the authentication. I got to do that.
Number 1 to 20, I'm not going to tell you 1 to 20. I'm only going to tell you 1. Then you do step 1. I'm going to tell you step 2. Then you do that, come back. Now I'm going to tell you step 3 and so on and so forth.
All right, with the state and fed authentication done, then I got to do the injunction and then
call me back.
All right, bet.
All right, peace.
Peace to the guy.
See, what it is, y'all, I'm trying to get people, especially the newbies, to do everything to be totally protected. See, if he'd have known the stuff and did the stuff, he would know that he could have used the straw man to go get the life insurance. And I want him to go get that life insurance policy. But we'll talk about it again Wednesday. I'm going to keep on going over tricks and traps of court. I enjoyed the show. I hope y'all did. I think I enjoyed being out here in nature talking to y'all, hearing the birds chirp. I'm going to do this more often, too. And that's our show for today. I'll talk to y'all again soon, Wednesday. Peace to the gods.